The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Start the day the Torah way, Northwest London, from the 2nd of May, Chof Ches Iyar, Rabbi Yaakov Aronowitz, Parshas Bamidbar. We're now holding about to read Parshas Bamidbar, start reading Sefer Bamidbar, and it always comes out that we read Parshas Bamidbar in Shabbos preceding Chag HaShavuot. The simple reason for that being, the Gemara in Megillah tells us that we always read the Klolos Shebateras Kranim, the Klolos in Parshas Bukhukosai, before Atzeres, before Shavuot. Because we want to finish off the year with the Klolos, we have them the week before, so we finished off the Klolos, then we have a gap, Parshas Bamidbar, and then we can go into Shavuot, the Kabbalah Satoria for the new year. So according to that, it just comes out by chance that Bamidbar happens to be the gap filler in between the Klolos and coming to Shavuot. However, if we look in the Tur writes, when he's speaking out how it is that one has to set up the Yiddish calendar, he writes that there's a siman to know which parasha we read before Chag HaShavuot. He says, Menu v'atzoiru, count, and then have atzeres. Count, and then go into Chag HaShavuot. It seems that the inyan of reading Parshas Bamidbar, which the dominant theme in Parshas Bamidbar, is the inyan of counting Klal Yisrael, and not just that, the whole of Sefer Bamidbar, Chazal tell us in the Mishnayos, in the Sechet Merachos, that Sefer Bamidbar is called Chumash HaPekudim, the Chumash of counting. Counting is the theme of Sefer Bamidbar. So the Torah is telling us that you've got to count Menu, and then Atzoru, and then go into Shavuot. Obviously, there's something specific about the counting of Klal Yisrael that we're having in this parasha. This is something that we have to take with us as we go into Chag HaShavuot. Let's try and understand what is it all about. There's one or two questions about the counting itself. First of all, the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu counted us, Rashi brings, Hashem wanted to show his chavivus for Klal Yisrael. He wanted to count each and every one to make a census. So why is it then that those which were the ones which were counted were the Yotzei Tzovah, the ones which were of fighting age, able to go out and wage war? Why are we specifically focusing on those ages? Also, the amount, the numbers of Klal Yisrael is very interesting. A few times Klal Yisrael were counted, and in those countings we find that the numbers are consistent, even though there were gaps between the counting. And statistically, with such a big nation, that's basically impossible. But still we find that when counting the Levim always came out 22,000. And Klal Yisrael, they always came out 603,550. There's obviously something significant about this being the exact number of Klal Yisrael when they were counted. What is the significance of these numbers? We can start understanding this inyan by looking at a chazal. Chazal speak on the pasuk at the beginning of this week's parsha, "Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai b'oil moed b'echad l'chodesh hasheni," and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to go and count Klal Yisrael. And Chazal ask, why is it that the pasuk needs to tell us that this was b'midbar Sinai b'oil moed? We know they were in Midbar Sinai. They hadn't left there. Or you could just say the oil moed. And we know they were in the Midbar Sinai, but Teriyas and Midbar Sinai, we know where they were. Why is it significant to mention that they were in the Oil Moed? Say Chazal, that there were two ideas behind the counting of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael needed to be counted, say Chazal, to be the Chayolim Zeraisa, the soldiers for the Torah. And they needed to be the Chayolim Lamashkin, the soldiers for the Mishkan. The Pasuk is telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe b'midbar Sinai, that's Sinai, that's the place where the Torah was given, and he spoke to him b'oil moed in the Mishkan. The two aspects which were being focused upon here in the counting of Klal Yisrael, these are the two places where the tzivui to count Klal Yisrael was said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Count the soldiers for the Mishkan, count the soldiers for the Torah. So we already see here a little bit that the idea of the soldiers over here, the Yotzei Tzava, the reason why the counting was focused on those which were able to wage battle, is not because we're talking about going out and fighting wars against enemies, conquering land and territory. We're talking about soldiers for the Torah, soldiers for the Mishkan. What does it mean, a soldier? What is the specific function of the army, of a nation? The very interesting Pirkei de Reb Lezer. The Pirkei de Reb Lezer in Perek Gimel says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he went and he consulted with the Torah as to how he should create the world. And the Torah said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Olamim, im ein tzova ve'ed machane lamelech amo molech. If there's no army, if there's no camp of soldiers for the king, what is his melucha about? What is the kingdom about? And in ein am mekalsim lamelech, and there's no nation to praise the king, eizel koidish lamelech, where's the covers of the melech? So that everybody knows that ein melech b'loy am, the second point that the Pirkei de Reb Lezer said, that a king needs a nation to be his subject to praise him. But the Pirkei de Reb Lezer is telling us that it's another function of the nation of the king, that to be his soldiers. Im ein tzovo v'ein machne lamelech, amohu moylech. Without soldiers, on what is he being moylech? The difference between an am and an army is as follows. An am are the subjects of the king who accept his kingdom. They serve him, they receive from him. You can have an island out somewhere which has its king, which has its subject, the people which receive from that king, and he's a full king. Without them, without the am, ein melech b'loy am. He needs them to exist as a king. However, they're not taking his kingdom anywhere. They're not spreading his words. The Rambam writes the halachas of going to war together with Hilchos Melachim. Part of being a king is not just having your nation to receive from you to be a king, but it's also to spread the message of the kingdom, to take that, to conquer more territory and give over the function of this specific kingdom to that country as well. And that is the function of an army. An army goes to war with its enemies, it wages battle, and it carries the banner of the king upon conquering new territory, incorporating more land under the rule of the king. They spread the message of that kingdom. They spread the message of the king. What is the message of the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's obviously Torah and Avodah. That is the flag of our kingdom. To be a true soldier of Hashem, besides being just Hashem's nation that we accept from him, we've got to be soldiers. We've got to take his Torah Vaita. We've got to be Megala his Torah to the world. We've got to incorporate the entire world into the kingdom of Hashem. And that's what's meant, that we are the soldiers of the Torah.
Kol Halashon.
We go out and we fight war. We conquer new territory. And upon doing so, we plant the flag of the king. We spread the message of the Torah. Tam Kochem in London. He's lived in various places over the years. And he once consulted his Rebbe. He's saying, what? He should go here, he should go there. His Rebbe said to him, no, we're soldiers. We take marching orders. According to what he's saying, it's a bit more than that. It's not just that we're soldiers, we take marching orders of Hashem what to do. And we are soldiers of Hashem, and we've got to go forth, and we've got to spread the word of Hashem. We've got to conquer new areas and plant the flag of the Torah and plant the flag of Avodah in all these places. And just as in an army, there are many parts to an army, there are many divisions. There's the infantry, there's the navy, there's the engineers corps, there's the air force. Each part has its specific role to play in being the army of that kingdom, in being the army of Hashem. Each part of Yiddishkeit, each group has its part to play in spreading the word of Hashem. There's a story of Tzvi Wasserman. He once happened to be in a place together with a few different groups of Yidden, and it was a place, there were a lot of Hasidic Shechevra there. And a conservative rabbi happened to also be together with them. And he looked at Reb Simcha, which was a proper Litvak, and he said to him, what are you doing here amongst the Hasidim? So the Simcha said, Klal Yisrael is like an army, with the army of Hashem. Just as in an army, there's all the divisions, there's the Navy, there's the Air Force, there's the specific divisions and role that each part has to play. So too, in the army of Hashem, there's many parts to play. And each part of Klal Yisrael, according to their way of doing Avodat Hashem, they mekayim their specific role in the army. The conservative rabbi excitedly wanted to jump on the bandwagon as well. He said, oh, so what about us? What's our part in the army? Accept us as well. So Simcha turned to him and he said, oh, you guys are the deserters. Each of us, in our specific mahalach in Avodat Hashem, we've got our part to play in Hashem's army, to serve him in that way, to spread his word, spread the word of Torah. And that's what the counting over here was about. The counting was the Yotzei Tzava, those which are the Chayolim Deraisa, those which are to be the army of Hashem, to spread his word. And that is what's so specific and significant about the numbers of Klal Yisrael. Shevet Levi, they were the ones who taught Torah to Klal Yisrael. Yoru Mishpatecha LeYaakov, they're the ones, Kisif Sekoi Nishmuru Da'at Torah Vakshim Epeel. So that's why their numbers were specifically 22,000. That's the Chof Beis Osios of the Torah, the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, which are the building blocks of the Torah. That was their number. Their counting over here was to set them up to be the army of Hashem, to spread the word of the Torah from Hashem, which they heard from Moshe Rabbeinu, and to teach it to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael's number was taking that further. They were taking the Torah that they received from Levim, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were to spread that further, to be the Chayol and the Raita further. Their numbers were also based on the Chof Beis Osios of the Torah. It's a very, very interesting Vilna the Gaon. He speaks out, how 600,000, there's different ways of putting together different parts of Aleph Beis. There's the Rashi in Sukkah, which explains, there's a way of dividing Aleph Beis up. You join the Aleph with the Tes, and the Beis with the Ches, in the Ten. And then further on, you join the Yud with the Tzadi, and the Chof with the Pei, to get hundreds, and then going further, including the final letters, which Tof is 400, you then go to Mem, Nun, Tzadi, Pei, Chof, 500, 600, 700, 800, 900, and he's got a whole way of adding them all together, and you get to 5,995. You add to that the five of the hay with which Hashem created the world, and you get 6,000. You multiply that by 100, which always expresses a completion of number, and you get 600,000. The number of Klal Yisrael is based on the Osios of the Torah, the Chof Beis Osios of the Torah, spread out, not 22,000 like Shevet Levi, which is just the exact Chof Beis Osios, but we're taking that further, we're spreading it wider, we're expounding upon that and expanding that. And that's also the 3,550 which were left over. If you take 3,550, the way they were counted, Rashi Shita is, they were counted even in this week's parasha using Chatzoi Shekel. So you halve that 3,550 and you get 1,775. If one takes the Aleph Beis and one adds Aleph plus Beis plus Gimel plus Dalet, etc., and includes also the final letters, Mem being 40 in this instance, Nun 50, and so on, one will get to 1,775. The number of Klal Yisrael is the expansion of the Chof Beis Osios of the Torah. The Chof Beis Osios of the Aleph Beis, which they are the building blocks of the Torah. The reason why this is specific significant in the counting is because what they are is to be the Chayolim Deraisa. Their task is to be the soldiers, to take that Torah, to take that Aleph Beis, and each person has his specific part in that, and to go and spread that Torah to the world. We can now understand why it is that those who were counted were the Yotzei Tzava, and we understand as well the significance of those numbers. This is the Hachona for Matan Torah. This is the Menuva Atzoiru. You count, and then you head towards Shavuos. By counting those Yotzei Tzava, those Chayolin Deraisa, those soldiers which are to take the flag of the Torah, to take the message of the Torah, and spread that to other parts of the world, to incorporate the entire world in understanding and hearing the message of Vayashem Lemelech al Kol Oret, that message of the King, through spreading the word of Torah. We need to be counted, we need to be connected with our Shoresh, which is in those Chof Beis Osios, the Aleph Beis, which are the building blocks of the Torah. Once we have that, once we have the Menu, we understand our specific task in spreading the word of the Torah, we can go towards Atoru, we can go towards Shavuos, we can go towards being Mekabel that Torah, which we then will go and spread. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyat Dishmaya, that we should all be able to be true Chayolim Deraisa, to be able to take the message of the Kingdom of Hashem, of that Torah, to spread it to the entire world, to go towards Shavuos, be Mekabel upon ourselves the Torah, and when we can are able to truly spread that the word of Torah, the flag of the Kingdom of Hashem over the whole world, it will be V'hoi Hashem L'melech al kol ha'aretz, and will be zeichi to the gula b'meir v'yomeinu.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.